Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. With any goal, the basics must be in place before looking at the finer details. But when you've been consistently nailing those basics, there is a time and place to start getting dialed in with more advanced elements. This is especially true with a goal that is pushing you beyond where you've been before. These can be thought of as the one percenters. For this goal of running a 3-hour marathon, some of the basics that I've been doing already up to this point include completing every running session on the plan without fail, 3 per week, running at the allotted intensity for those sessions, completing every gym session on the plan, again 3 per week, albeit adapting these in line with fatigue levels, sourcing and using the required equipment, including appropriate socks, shoes, clothing and tech like my watch and chest-based heart rate monitor, eating 3 to 4 meals per day, each containing a protein source, 1 to 3 portions of fruit and veg, with carbs and fats varying based on fueling demands, ensuring decent hydration by sipping water throughout the day, increasing carbohydrate intake slightly the day before a big running session and increasing it significantly the day before a time trial, consuming basic health and performance supplements daily, multivitamins, fish oils, creatine and magnesium pre-sleep, fueling each run with a pre-training drink containing a carbohydrate powder, electrolytes, essential amino acids powder, along with coffee, fueling during the runs with gels as needed, roughly every 30 minutes for sessions over 90 minutes, and sleeping 7 to 8 hours per night. The one percenters that I've recently and or will be adding in as it gets towards crunch time include moving to 4 runs and 2 gym sessions per week, tracking my food intake precisely, ensuring I'm hitting the required number of calories and macronutrients daily, having 3 different intake targets for fueling days versus recovery days versus carb loading days, adding in some more advanced supplements like beta-alanine and beetroot juice, dialing in the timing of carb gels intake during runs, including aiming for 60 grams of carbohydrates per hour, getting used to this for race day from a scheduling and digestive point of view, implementing a structured dynamic warm-up before each session rather than just a couple of random stretches and warming up on the run, which I have been guilty of, dialing in hydration by tracking daily water intake, investing in a pair of marathon racing shoes, which arrived this week, along with race day clothing, and trialing these in a couple of runs before race day to ensure they're comfortable and that I know how to get the most out of them, visualizing each run the night before, both getting clear on what's to be done ahead of time, and preparing myself for how I'll approach self-talk in particular when it gets tough, continuing to ensure adequate sleep, but also supplementing this with a 20-minute binaural beats-assisted nap where possible and needed, modulating caffeine intake, specifically taking less than usual or none on lower intensity days and taking more than usual on those days where we need it to push the pace. Also using mostly caffeine gum rather than coffee to allow for greater control of the caffeine dose, planning out the days leading up to race day, including travel logistics, nutrition and equipment, planning out the run itself, including looking at the course map, elevation profile, weather, etc., and planning my race day and pacing strategy accordingly. Now, if I'd done all of these from the start, I'd likely have taken on too much at once and dropped the ball on many of them. Instead, by building up the basics first, it has meant that I've not only been able to be more consistent with them, but it also gives me more confidence knowing that I've gotten this far without some of the more advanced strategies, allowing me to start implementing them now, upgrading my approach even further as we get closer to race day. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.